Hello?
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Hey, it's Nadine. Yeah, let me tell you, it's like I have him on the line. I'm so sorry. I called you back, like, back to back because it was going straight to your voicemail, and I couldn't even leave a message. No, that's okay.
My wife and I really wanted to sit down and talk with you and just really find out what...
Talk to me.
Right, okay, so Yelp screwed up. And I know that's not your guys' deal. You just said, like, we got something with Yelp, right? Like, that was part
of what we do is it's the free listing. It's the free listing that we do.
Right. Well, so that promotion that I went to and signed up with Yelp, like, they called me and said this was your promotion. And then it's 7 days they took out of our account 3 different times charges over $100 and something.
Oh, my God.
In 7 days. So I'm here freaking out. Like, we bounced our freaking rent check because the charges came out, and I'm just like, I'm done with all this bullshit.
Freaking out.
All my money back.
Yeah.
But I really need to know, like, what Local Splash is doing. Like, Des and I need to know, like, what
Local
Splash is really doing for us.
Of course, and that's why I wanted to call you to get to the bottom of everything, you know, because I wanted to know what was going on. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And we don't want to cancel it if where we're going is in the right direction from you guys and we're not getting charged from you guys in any way. And
oh yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. I'm glad you reached out, Ted. This is what I'm here for too. Okay. If there's something, you know, and that's why I wanted to call you right away. And I apologize that I called you a little past 10:30.
No.
I know you said 10:30. I was on another call. Okay.
No problem.
So right now, all you've paid with us is $249. That is it.
Okay.
That's why I sent it to you in writing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We did that in the voice verification. Yeah. And that was the receipt you received. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So that's.
Okay.
I want to stay going with you guys. If that's all I've been charged from you guys,
then we're good. Okay.
So
perfect.
I need to figure out what's going on with Yelp, and I have a request of payment return from them that I have to fill out because I never agreed to any of that.
Oh my gosh.
And I apologize to the person I talked to earlier.
It's okay.
I could really frustrated, like I was like so done. I'm like, I'm done with all this internet stuff. Like I mean, it just was too much. And then I got thinking about it that I may have overreacted with the Local Splash part of it, due to only being charged what we agreed upon and still waiting to see what your services can bring to us.
Exactly. And listen. One thing I do want to tell you, okay, so the Yelp listing, all we do is the free listing. We don't do anything with Yelp ads. And from what you're telling me, those charges are coming from Yelp, probably for ads that they're running on their Yelp listing, right, on their directory, and they're charging you. And that's where I think those charges are coming from. They're not coming from us. I promise you that.
Right. No,
you
I know,
are only
I know
paying $249. Right.
I know now. And when they called me, I told them that what I, you know, there's the $900 with Local Splash and that they're like, okay, so we just need this, and this to set you up with that. And then I'm like, okay, so here we go. And then it's like, they never once said they were going to charge me or anything. And I told them, I hope you have it on recording. I said, I hope you do have it on recording because I'm gonna want my money back, and I know that I never agreed to it because I couldn't.
Yeah,
there was no way my wife and I could afford that kind of billing or advertising. You know.
Yeah, that's outrageous. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm so sorry that happened to you. You know what? And I'm gonna tell you there. I understand because this happened to me before. You know, where I've paid for something and then, you know. Something ends up being more than what I was told, and I'm on the phone, and I'll tell you, my customer service is great, but when it comes to my own stuff, my husband's like, give me the phone. Give me the phone, because I go from 0 to 100, and I'm like, especially when you have bills coming up, you know, that are already accounted for. And I've been in that situation, like, so I understand.
That was scary, you know what I mean? Like, we've
never found that
in our 15 years of marriage, you know what I mean?
And that's why my husband, when it comes to our own personal stuff, my husband, he sometimes, he's got to tell me, Nadine, bring it down a notch. Bring it down a notch. You're not, listen, and I'm all, I know, I'm going to attract flies with honey, not with vinegar. Yeah. I know.
Right.
But it's because you're kind of in a panic, and I understand that. That's why I wanted to reach out to you right away, because I'm like, okay, let's find out what's going on and what happened, you know, but on our end...
249.
Okay. That is it.
I have another question. So,
yeah.
I've had a lot of spam risk phone calls since I did sign up with Local Splash, and it's like 10 to 15 a day.
So, here's what's happening.
Okay.
Let me tell you what's happening, okay? And we talked about, I don't know if you remember, because I know it's been a couple weeks, but we had talked about it in the voice verification that. And I always like to mention this, and I'll remind you as well. Anytime you get calls like that, okay, I don't care if they're calling you to ask you for $5 because you need to update your profile. You give absolutely no money because they are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money other than the $249 that you pay a month, okay?
How do they all get my phone number, though?
Well, here's what happens, okay? What happens is once you start having more online presence, okay, you'll get calls like that, you know. But what I want to tell you is this. When you get those calls, I need you to do me a favor. Write down that number, okay? Provide us the phone number that's calling you so that way we can work it out on our end. I'm looking to see, okay, one thing I did want to tell you too, Ted, because I'm looking through your account right now. Your Facebook page, right? Because we're running Facebook ads. But we can't run the Facebook ads because you haven't added us on as an admin. And let me explain how that works, okay? We're not becoming owners of your business Facebook page, right? I'm not mistaken, let me look back. Bear with me here because I'm like going through all the notes. Okay, so... if I'm not mistaken, I think we were creating you. Okay, you already have your business Facebook page, right? So you need to add us on just as admins, like managers, okay? So that we can run your Facebook ads, okay? Remember, the Facebook ads is also going to be – what helps with the Facebook ads, remember, is that when they're on – anyone who's on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, right, they're performing that search for your services there within your area, they're going to start seeing your Facebook ad pop up, not only on their computer but also on their mobile device. When they click on it, we can direct them to your website or we can direct them where they call you directly, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to notate in there so they can reach out to you to send you, if you're not sure on how to add us on as admins, so that way you can add us on as admins to your Facebook.
Perfect.
We're not becoming owners. Just remember. Okay?
So
it might be Kyle calling you. I'm not sure exactly, but I'll chat him to let him know that you need help with adding us on.
Okay.
So that way we could start doing the Facebook ads, okay? Everything else I see is going at the pace it needs to be. So, I mean, they're putting in the work, but I know that there was this minor situation and I wanted to talk to you. So I'll let them know I spoke with you. Everything's straightened out, but they need to call you to go over the Facebook ads. And then, just remember, if you start getting those calls, okay, and I'm going to notate in there that you've been getting a lot of spam calls. What can we do to help you with that? Make sure you take down those numbers, okay, Ted? Even if you text it to me, the phone number, text it to me, and I'll send it to client support to let them know, listen, he's getting a spam call from here. Can we deal with this? Because there's a way that we can also block those calls. I'm not sure if we would have to do a tracking number or not, but – They can look into it, okay? Just make sure when you get those calls, write down the number, disconnect the phone call, Okay.
All right.
Do you know how to block those kind of calls from your phone? I block them all the time from my phone. And listen, I don't even have a business. I get these phone calls and I'm like, I don't recognize the number, so I don't answer it, and it goes to my voicemail. Okay. And I kid you not, it's someone trying to give me a business loan. I don't own a business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, okay. So that's the homework is just on your end. We're just going to need you to add us on as admins to your Facebook page for the business. And then any numbers, spam calls you get, write down the number and send it to us. Okay?
All right. That's great. I can do that.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm glad that I was able to talk with you and everything's good. Okay.
Yep. And so I'm working on the Yelp thing with them and to get that taken care of.
Okay. Sounds good, my dear. Any other questions for me?
Nope. That's it.
All right. You guys have an amazing day. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.